Today's New Testament reading is from 2 Peter, the second chapter. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to chains of gloomy darkness to be kept until the judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked, for as that righteous man lived among them day after day, he was tormenting his righteous soul over their lawless deeds that he saw and heard. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. Bold and willful, they do not tremble as they blaspheme the glorious ones, whereas angels, though greater in might and power, do not pronounce a blasphemous judgment against them before the Lord. But these, like irrational animals, creatures of instinct, born to be caught and destroyed, blaspheming about matters of which they are ignorant, will also be destroyed in their destruction, suffering wrong as the wage for their wrongdoing. They count it pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions while they feast with you. They have eyes full of adultery, insatiable for sin. They entice unsteady souls. They have hearts trained in greed, accursed children. Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. They have followed the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved gain from wrongdoing, but was rebuked for his own transgression. A speechless donkey spoke with human voice and restrained the prophet's madness. These are waterless springs and mists driven by a storm. For them the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved. For speaking loud boasts of folly, they entice by sensual passions of the flesh those who are barely escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness, than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered to them. What the true proverb says has happened to them. The dog returns to its own vomit, and the sow, after washing herself, returns to wallow in the mire. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Timothy Apple from Grace Lutheran Church in Smithville, Texas.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord does not take false teaching lightly. God speaks to us in his word so that what he says would be taught in its truth and purity by his pastors. God speaks to us in his word so that what he says would be believed by his people unto their salvation. Although outwardly other sins may seem more damaging, God makes plain in his word that the sin of false doctrine is the most pernicious and destructive of all. Our Lord does not take false teaching lightly. The Apostle Peter makes this matter quite plain in the second chapter of his second epistle, as he reviles and rebukes the false teachers who attack Christian congregations. It is not enough for these false teachers to commend sins that even pagans would be ashamed to admit. They even dare to blaspheme the truth of the gospel of Christ. Yet their lies are empty. Although they promise freedom, false teachers only further enslave their hearers in sin. Although they offer eternal life, false teachers are waterless springs and dry mists that leave hearers parched for the gospel. Although they speak with eloquent boasts, false teachers are no more useful than irrational dogs who gobble up their vomit and reasonless pigs that wallow in the mud. Though it seems impossible to imagine, Peter says that it would have been better for them never to have been Christians than to fall into the even worse state of apostasy, knowingly rejecting the good news about Jesus. That's why Peter declares that they will be destroyed. Their destruction will be the gloom of utter darkness in hell. And yet, until Jesus returns, these false teachers remain. Peter states that just as false prophets arose among the people of Israel in the Old Testament, so false teachers arise in the church in the New Testament. That was true in the first century church when Peter wrote his letter, and it is true in the 21st century church when you and I read Peter's letter. False teachers remain in the church today. Wherever God causes his truth to be preached, the devil sees to it that the lie is proclaimed as well. So how will the church respond? First, we repent. Pastors repent of their words that have not been clear and precise in pointing sinners to the Savior. Hearers repent of scratching their itching ears with teaching that might sound nice, but in the end distracts with the things of this world and human works and takes our eyes off of Jesus Christ. Our first response to false teachers is repentance. Second, we remain vigilant. Pastors pay careful attention to their own teaching, and they sharpen their brothers in the ministry as well. Hearers listen closely to their pastors and study the Bible diligently that they might grow in the truth and be better defended from error. Our second response to false teachers is vigilance. Finally, and most importantly, we trust. Pastors and people together trust in the God who knows how to rescue the godly from trials. Although for the time God permits false teachers, all the while desiring their repentance and salvation, God is not neglecting his people who steadfastly cling to his truth. Just as he delivered Noah and Lot long ago, so God knows how to rescue his church from her trials and keep her steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Yes, in these gray and latter days in which false teachers peddle their lies, the church lives as she always has, by faith in the Savior, Jesus Christ. You will not save yourself from false teachers. I will not save myself from false teachers. But Jesus has, because he is the way and the truth and the life. No false doctrine is found in Jesus, but only the truth, the good news of salvation for you and for me and for all. Although our sin and evil would have earned us eternal hell, Jesus has paid the price to save us. Jesus paid that price, not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. That suffering and death is for you, for Jesus has washed you in the water and word of baptism, which now saves you. And he feeds you with his body and his blood in holy communion. Therefore, you belong to Jesus. You live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Yes, in response to these false teachers that threaten, we simply live by faith. And we say with confidence of our Lord, this is most certainly true. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Timothy Apple from Grace Lutheran Church in Smithville, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.